Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Sadecki. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting seventh, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Garrett moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Singleton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Singleton. Garrett scores. Jones goes all the way around to score. Milner moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck takes first base on ball four. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Hunt moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Breeden reaches second base with a double. Hunt scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Breeden moves to third. Singleton moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones throws the ball in to Garrett, who relays the ball to Milan, who tags Cox trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Breeden scores. Singleton scores. two outs. It's 4-2, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Milan moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneck for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki spins, and has Bailey trapped. He throws to Garrett who tags Bailey for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Breeden hits a line drive towards short. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Expos. Harry Parker now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner takes first base on ball four. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Torres scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Breeden takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen moves to third. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cox is walked intentionally. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Expos. George Theodore pinch hits for Harry Parker. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Garrett hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Boots Day pinch hits for Mike Torres. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Davis steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milan moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Jorgensen moves to second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Cox bunts towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Singleton moves to second. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote is walked intentionally. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Lentz scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 7-4, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub throws the ball into Martinez, who tags Singleton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jorgensen scores. It's 8-4, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Little now playing left field. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Little. Milan reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan scores. It's 8-5, Expos. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.